Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. 36.93% voter turnout recorded till 1 p.m. for second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Campaigning intensifies for Haryana assembly elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses a rally in Gohana of Sonipat district. Prime Minister hails completion of 10 years of Make in India initiative. Reiterates government's commitment to encourage it through all possible ways. India becomes third most powerful nation in Asia, surpassing Japan in Asia Power Index. And IMD forecasts heavy rain in Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh during next 3 days. And now the news in detail. In Jammu and Kashmir, an overall voter turnout of 36.93% was recorded till 1 p.m. in the second phase of the assembly polls today. Our correspondent reports that long queues of enthusiastic voters were seen waiting for their turn to exercise their right to vote. Voting began at 7 a.m. across all 3,502 polling stations in 26 assembly segments of 6 districts in the Union Territory amid tight security arrangements. About 25.78 lakh voters will decide the fate of 239 candidates in this phase. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free, fair and smooth polling. The Prime Minister has appealed the voters to cast their votes and play their important role in strengthening democracy. In a social media post, the Prime Minister also extended his congratulations to the young voters who are voting for the first time. Now we go over live to our correspondent Sunil Kaul in Srinagar for the latest update on polling. Good afternoon, Sunil. Can you please share with us how is polling progressing in the valley?
Anuja, voting is progressing smoothly with each passing hour. Anuja, as per the available voting percentage with me, it is up till 1 p.m. In all the 26 assembly constituencies of JNK, it has been recorded as 37%. The highest voting percentage in Kashmir Valley has been recorded in Khan Sahib assembly constituency in Badgam district with 45.44%, followed by Kangan assembly constituency in Gandharbal of Central Kashmir with 45%. Anuja, the main candidates whose fate will be decided today in this phase are former Chief Minister Umar Abdullah of National Conference, former Minister and PCC UT Chief Tariq Hamid Kara, and Ravinder Rana from Bharatiya Janata Party. Anuja, I do look forward that a record percentage of voting shall be observed today as well, like that was observed in the first phase of assembly elections held on 18th of September. That was 61%, over 61%, Anuja.
Thank you, Sunil, for that update. And now we go over live to our correspondent N. Gulshan Rana in Jammu. Good afternoon, Gulshan.
Good afternoon.
Gulshan, for how many assembly constituencies in Jammu the voting is taking place today?
Anuja, as far as Jammu is concerned, 11 assembly segments of Jammu division spread over 3 districts of Rajouri, Poonch and Riyasi are being under polling today. If we talk about the percentage of voting till 1 p.m., 36.93% polling has been recorded so far. As far as the poll percentage is concerned, Sunkot assembly constituency of Poonch district has recorded 50.96% voter turnout, which is the highest turnout in Jammu division. And the lowest turnout of voting has been recorded in Noshera assembly segment of Rajouri district, which has recorded 45.89% voter turnout till 1 p.m.
Thank you, Gulshan, for that update. Assembly elections are being conducted in three phases in the Union Territory. Over 61% polling was recorded in the first phase of assembly elections on 18th of September, while the third phase of elections covering the remaining 40 assembly segments will be held on 1st October. The counting of votes will take place on October the 8th. A high-level delegation of senior diplomats from 15 countries is visiting Kashmir today to witness the ongoing assembly elections. The delegation comprised diplomats from the US, Mexico, Guyana, South Korea, Somalia, Panama, Singapore, Nigeria, Spain, South Africa, Norway, Tanzania, Rwanda, Algeria, and the Philippines. Campaigning has picked up for Haryana assembly polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed the Jan Ashirwad rally at Gohana in Sonipat in favour of party candidates from 22 assembly constituencies. On this occasion, Mr. Modi highlighted the benefits of the Make in India initiative started by the NDA government.
Make in India ke 10 saalon ne bhi isme badi bhumika nibhai hai. हम मोबाइल फोन से लेकर लड़ाकू विमान और विमान वाहक पोत तक अब भारत में बना रहे हैं। बीते तीन साल में ही मैन्युफैक्चरिंग से जुड़े सेक्टर में लाखों नए रोजगार बने हैं। आज भारत में बनी चीजें हम उन देशों को भी बेच रहे हैं जहां से पहले हम मंगाया करते थे।
Mr. Modi said Haryana has made its place among the top states in sectors like industry and agriculture under the BJP government. He further said that support for BJP is increasing day by day in the state. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari also addressed a public rally at Kurukshetra. Indian National Lok Dal organized a Jan Nayak Samman rally at Julana in Jind district today on the birth anniversary of former Deputy Prime Minister Chaudhary Devilal. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati and Shiromani Akali Dal Chief Sukhbir Badal will also address the rally along with the INLD leaders. The National Convener of Aam Aadmi Party Arvind Kejriwal is also scheduled to address a public rally at Meham today. Voting for 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on the 5th of October and votes will be counted on 8th of October. Jharkhand co-election in charge of BJP, Himanta Biswa Sarma, has said BJP will contest Jharkhand Assembly elections with JDU and AJSU. He asserted that there is no dispute over seats. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, Mr. Sarma said seat-sharing formula among allies is in final stage and it will be announced in the first week of October.
हम लोग चुनाव के लिए तैयारी लगभग कंप्लीट कर चुका हूं आसू से भी हमारा बात लगभग हो चुका है जनता दल यू भी हमारा साथ में रहेगा मेरा मानना है कि हम लोग फास्ट वीक में ही पूरा कंप्लीट तैयार हो जाएगा और जनता ने भी मन बना लिया है कि इस बार हमें परिवर्तन करना है
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The government's flagship initiative, Make in India, has completed 10 years today. During this period, the government has implemented several key measures that have revolutionized India's manufacturing landscape and strengthened our economic growth. More from our correspondent.
Since its launch, Make in India initiative has made significant achievements and presently focus on 27 sectors. From space to semiconductors and from electronics to electric vehicles, Make in India has become a reality. Since the launch of this initiative, India has become the second largest mobile manufacturer in the world, with imports of mobile phones declining by around 85%. The Production Linked Incentive Scheme has enabled investment of over 1.2 lakh crore rupees across various sectors. In the past decade, India has launched a startup every hour, creating approximately 1.5 million jobs. At the same time, India's first indigenous semi-high-speed train, Vande Bharat, equipped with modern facilities, is providing an excellent experiences for passengers. Additionally, India continues to dominate the digital payment space with the success of UPI, surpassing global digital payment platform and setting new benchmarks for real-time transactions across the world. With Pallavi Parmar, Bhupendra Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the completion of 10 years of Make in India initiative. In a social media post, Mr. Modi emphasized that Make in India illustrates the collective resolve of 140 crore Indians to transform the nation into a manufacturing and innovation powerhouse. He reiterated the government's commitment to encouraging Make in India through all possible ways. Mr. Modi said that it is noteworthy how exports have risen in various sectors, capacities have been built, and thus the economy has been strengthened. He complimented all those who are tirelessly working to make this movement a success over the last decade. He added that India's strides and reforms will continue, and together we will build and Atmanirbhar and Viksit Bharat. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar inaugurated the second edition of Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show in Greater Noida today. On this occasion, the Vice President highlighted the significant role of digitization and Make in India initiative in the development of the country in various sectors.
Our digitization and technological penetration is turning out to be a global model for emulation. A decade of Make in India initiative has yielded significant results. Following successes in agriculture and services, India is now poised for manufacturing growth. State governments, UP being in the lead, are competing to attract investments by improving business conditions.
The five-day trade show will conclude on the 29th of this month. The event will showcase the trade and culture of Uttar Pradesh, along with highlighting Vietnam as the partner country. The first edition of this UP International Trade Show was inaugurated by President Draupadi Murmu last year. India has become the third most powerful nation in Asia, surpassing Japan in the Asia Power Index. The Asia Power Index report for 2024 indicated that strong post-COVID economic growth has led India to increase its economic capability by 4.2 points. The report also highlights that India performed well across all other resource measures, especially in future resources, where its score rose by 8.2 points. Our correspondent reports, this growth suggests that India's youthful population may deliver a demographic dividend in the decades to come, unlike many other countries in Asia.
India's diplomatic influence has also risen in the Asia Power Index. In 2023, India increased its tempo of diplomatic activity, participating in the sixth highest number of dialogues with countries included in the Asia Power Index. This helped India surpass Japan, reinforcing its status as the third largest power in the index and reflecting its increasing geopolitical stature. The Asia Power Index ranks 27 countries and territories based on their capacity to shape their external environment, with its scope reaching as far west as Pakistan, as far north as Russia, and as far into the Pacific as Australia, New Zealand and the United States. With Pallavi Parmar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh have paid tributes to Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister emphasised that the concept of Antyodaya, introduced by the great nationalist thinker, will play an invaluable role in achieving the resolution of a developed India.
दीन दयाल जी के विचारों की सबसे बड़ी खूबी यही रही, उन्होंने अपने जीवन में विश्व की बड़ी बड़ी उथल पुथल को देखा था, वो विचारधाराओं के संघर्षों के साक्षी बने, इसलिए उन्होंने एकात्म मानव दर्शन और अंत्योदय का एक विचार देश के सामने रखा। वो कहते भी थे, हमारी आजादी तभी सार्थक हो सकती है जब वो हमारी संस्कृति और पहचान की अभिव्यक्ति करे। इसी विचार के आधार पर उन्होंने देश के विकास का विजन निर्मित किया। दीन दयाल उपाध्याय जी कहते थे कि देश की प्रगति का पैमाना अंतिम पायदान पर मौजूद व्यक्ति होता है।
Justice M.S. Ramachandra Rao was today sworn in as the Chief Justice of the Jharkhand High Court. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar administered the oath of office to Justice Rao at the Raj Bhavan in Ranchi. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in the Konkan region, Goa, central Maharashtra, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh till Saturday. The IMD has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall today in coastal and interior Karnataka and Vidarbha. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over Assam, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 36.93% voter turnout recorded till 1 p.m. for second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Campaigning intensifies for Haryana assembly elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses a rally in Gohana of Sonipat district. Prime Minister hails completion of 10 years of Make in India initiative, reiterates government's commitment to encourage it through all possible ways. India becomes third most powerful nation in Asia, surpassing Japan in Asia Power Index. and IMD forecasts heavy rain in Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh during next 3 days. And with that, we end the midday news.